Initial evaluation redated 1/22/2003. Physician's name Christopher Mahallo, D.O., M-E-H-A-L-L-O. Riddle Memorial Hospital, Rothman Institute, HCC Roman numeral 4, Suite 302, 1118 West Baltimore Pike, Media PA 19063. Patient's name, Charvez Singleton, C-H-A-R-V-A-S, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N. Date of birth, 12/24/87, dear Dr. Mahallo. Thank you for the referral of your patient, Charvez Singleton, to Precision Physical Therapy. Period. Your referring diagnosis is a right rotator cuff strain. Period. The patient was evaluated today and summarized below, or your patient was evaluated today and summarized below. The results of the initial evaluation and plan of care. History of present illness. The patient is a 25-year-old male who injured his right shoulder during a physical confrontation at work with a suspect, period. He felt an uncomfortable pulling sensation when holding the suspect, when trying to restrain the suspect, period. He then experienced superior shoulder pain increase over the next few weeks, period. He had to stop work and stop lifting weights secondary to the pain, period. The patient has not yet returned to work, period. He is able to run without pain, period. Pain primarily occurs when lifting objects out away from his body, period. No cervical involvement reported, period. No, the patient has not received a corticosteroid injection, period. He describes his superior right shoulder pain as ranging from a 0 to a 6 out of 10, period. Past medical history, colon. The patient describes a possible partial thickness tear in his right rotator cuff experienced in the spring of 2011 while playing volleyball, period. Approximately 12 months later, he received a corticosteroid injection, which completely eliminated his right shoulder pain with activities, strength training, and work duties, period. He did not experience pain again in the shoulder until the recent altercation at work on December 22nd, 2012, period. That's right. I don't know if I put that date in the beginning. Somehow, if you can try and stick somewhere in there that makes sense, this that sentence that had something like physical confrontation at work with a suspect on 12/22/2012. Let's do that. All right. Back down to past medical history. Good general health reported. Before past medical history, let's put in there a sentence that says, the patient describes numbness in his throughout his right upper extremity when lying in bed and first thing in the morning on a daily basis, period. After past medical history, let's do social history. The patient is single, period. He is employed as a local police officer, period. Activities he would like to return to include working out at his gym and the ability to perform all the ability to return to a full functional use of his right shoulder as needed as a police officer. All right, let's go on to objective testing. Let's say asterisk equals pain lateral to pain lateral to acromion. Double asterisk equals anterior shoulder pain. All right. Active range of motion right over left. Cervical flexion 150. No. Shoulder flexion 150 asterisk over 135. Abduction 160 over 175. Internal rotation T5 over T5. No. Let's do T6 over T6. That's good. Let's go on to passive range of motion, right over left. Shoulder flexion, 175 asterisk over 180. Abduction, 180 over 180. Internal rotation, 80 asterisk over 90. External rotation, 90 over 90. Next section, manual muscle test, right over left, 0 to 5 scale. Shoulder flexion, 4 minus asterisk over 4 plus. Abduction, 4 minus asterisk over 4 plus. Internal rotation, 4 plus over 5. External rotation, 4 plus asterisk over 5. Elbow flexion, 4 minus double asterisk over 4 plus. Elbow extension, 4 over 4. Next section, Hawkins-Kennedy test, colon negative bilateral shoulders. Next line, acromioclavicular shear test, colon negative bilaterally. Next line, crank test, colon, did I say positive? That should be negative bilaterally for both of those. And then let's do crank test negative bilaterally. Next section, palpation, colon, mild tenderness, supraspinatus tendon, and proximal long head of biceps tendon. Next section assessment colon. The patient presents with signs and symptoms consistent with right rotator cuff strain, period. Full thickness tear not demonstrated during testing, period. Strength deficits in bilateral shoulders, right greater than left, period. Flexibility deficits bilateral shoulders, period. That's fine. Short-term goals will be met in 2 weeks. Number one, decrease pain to 0 to 5 out of 10 with reaching activities. Number two, increase range of motion and strength to, or no, increase our range of motion 5 to 10 degrees where deficient. Number three, initiate an exercise program. Long-term goals, number one, full range of motion and strength in bilateral shoulders. Number two, decrease pain to 0 to 2 out of 10 with all activities. Number three, ability to throw a medicine ball 20 times without elicitation of pain. Number four, ability to lift, carry, push, and pull heavy objects without experiencing shoulder pain. Number five, independence and compliance with home exercise program. Treatment plan. The overall plan of care will include a progression of stretching, strengthening, and scapular stabilization exercises, all to be included in his home exercise program, as well as joint mobilizations, comma, passive range of motion stretching, comma, cross-friction massage, comma, and cryotherapy PRN, period. Mr. Singleton will be treated for a frequency of 2 to 3 times per week for approximately 4 to 6 weeks, period. Rehabilitation potential for this patient is good, period. Thank you once again for your referral and the opportunity to work with you and your patients. Sincerely, Jeff Morley, MSBT, and the dictation.